Welcome back to M&T Bank Stadium on a Monday night, but no football here tonight. Just talking football and now hanging out with Ravens and all the ladies here, and Jamil McClain brings a crowd.
Jamil McClain, everyone.
Oh, no, they're not here for me. I'm sure.
I would disagree with that. Jamil, how are you?
I'm good, man. It's a beautiful event. It's a beautiful night, you know, and I'm here with y'all, so that means I'm doing something right.
You're doing something really, really right when you're talking about going up against a Cleveland Browns team with Trent Richardson, that young running back. Talk about just going up against a guy like him and the adjustments you as a defense had to make coming out of the bye.
We just focused on what we were doing wrong, you know. We focused on all of the bad things that we were bringing to the table, you know, and what they were, more importantly, were just mistakes, you know, MAs as we call them in football, you know, missed assignments.
Yeah.
We had some in this game, you know, but we limited from what we did before. And that's just it, man. We played football. We had fun. We flew to the ball. We was physical, and it's going to get even more physical, you know. This is a whole new season for us, and we're putting on a whole new show.
You're talking about the difference after the bye week, but how about the first half yesterday to the second half? Trent Richardson was averaging 5.5 per in the first half and then was shut down completely. Probably the difference in the game in the second half.
Exactly. You know, we got in there, and we got after each other. Not getting after each other in a bad way, you know, but we just got after each other to make sure that everyone is being accountable. You know, that's what this defense is, and that's what it's always been. It's about being accountable. And once people accept their responsibility or their fault in it, we can play better, and we can do a lot of things better, and we can fly to the ball and be as physical and as nasty as we need to be.
Two names that really stick out as far as playing better and playing their assignment and doing their job effectively. You look at Albert McClellan and you look at Danelle Ellerbe. Speak to how they have grown and matured since number 52 was shut down for the season with his triceps.
Oh, man, it's just amazing. You know, the way that Albert and Danelle are playing ball right now is what we need. You know, it's what we need as a defense. And I wouldn't say it's stepping up because it's things that they always was more than capable of doing. You know, they're good players. And we need them to bring that to the table every day, you know, as we need me to bring it to the table every day and bring that leadership role. And that's something that everyone on the defense understands and we're fully prepared to do. But, you know, specifically to Albert and Danelle, you know, the way that they've stepped into their roles and grasped it and not going to let it go, you know, it's something that's important.
Jamil, you're by no means an old player in this league, but when you look around the Ravens defense these days, minus you, Suggs, Nada, and in the back end, I guess it's something a little different with Reed. But you look around, there's a bunch of rookies, second-year and third-year guys everywhere. And everyone's kind of depending on these guys.
Exactly. We young, man. And that's the beautiful part. You know, we're going through the terrible twos right now. We went through the terrible twos in the beginning, you know. So now we're growing into our own. And we're going to be that fierce defense that, you know, this city, this, you know, this country is used to seeing out of Baltimore. But, you know, we're getting there slowly but surely. And the coaches are doing a great job. And our young guys are stepping in, and they're prepared. They're ready. You know, they understand, you know, carpe diem.
When you look at the coaches and the coaching staff, you certainly are talking about new defensive coordinator and Dean Pease. How has it been as far as the communication between you and him, and especially now that you're his eyes and ears out there on the football field now that Ray Lewis is on the sideline?
It's amazing. You know, me and Dean always communicated at a high level, you know, but my role was different then, you know. I was a soldier, and
sure,
I'm happy to be a soldier, you know. And now that it's time for me to be a leader, I'm more than happy to be a leader. I'm more than willing to step into that role and be everything that this team needs me to be, you know, whether it's from the vocal standpoint, you know, or a statistical standpoint, whatever it is. But the communication with Dean is phenomenal, like it was when Ray was there. It is the same now. The only difference is everybody is getting it, you know. It's not like, you know, it's no knock on anyone. It's no knock
sure,
on
sure.
Ray, you know, or anything. But, you know, the coaches understand, you know, you lose a great man such as Ray, everybody has to step up to that level and everybody has to be on that page. And that's what all of the coaches are doing, you know, whether it's T.A. or Wink or C.B., you know what I mean, or Ted and Dean. You know, I don't want to leave any of our defensive coaches out. But they're all doing a great job, you know. We're only going to get better.
You know, I look at this season, it has had its ups and downs, but you are 6-2. Do you ever look at it and say, you know, we're 6-2, boy, we're lucky, or we're 6-2, all right, we're going to continue to just do this thing because we're that good of a ball club.
Man, we're 62, and boy, it's the NFL. 62 is hard to come by, man. It's teams that they were calling great in the beginning of the season, and they're 3-4 or whatever they are,
yeah.
You know. So, to me, it is what it is. You know, I play this game. Q, you played this game.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to get wins.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how much all of those wins count later on in the year.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
The only thing that matters at the end of the day, I don't care what our record is, we get into the playoffs, then people got to deal with us. And they got to keep dealing with us until the show is over.